Everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Unknown Games Podcast. It's episode number 79. We're creeping ever so closer to episode number 80, which is closer to 100, in which my co-host Alex here said that we would perish from life in existence.
What's up, home slices? It's your boy Alex. High energy.
High octane energy, and of course I'm your boy Ninja Trick. I've like become my Twitch persona now. My name is Adrian. My name is not Ninja Tricks. Like I am not a ninja. I don't do tricks.
Change your legal name
to Ninja Tricks. There would be an actual
last name Tricks.
There could be a legit legal confrontation there, because there is a company called Ninja Tricks, but their name is not Ninja Space like Tricks, you know what I mean? So maybe I'd be okay. But yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is episode, like I said, number 80 of the Unknown Games Podcast, where we talk about Japanese games, our lives here in Japan. We talk about games just in general. It's not just Japanese games, but and this week we got an awesome show, because I am really, really, really hyped, because we've got the pre Tokyo Game Show 2021 highlight special. What just happened? Yep. It was like nothing. I was like, yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Can you like repeat the last like 10 seconds of what you said? My brain just like paused momentarily.
Well, we're going to be talking about Tokyo Game Show 2021. They've announced the dates and also what they're going to be doing for this year's online conference. And I'm excited, because it's actually better than last year, in which we just sat and watched old people and talk.
Well, yeah. Old people and some cosplayers. Like, did you watch the Koei Tecmo presentation with the Ryza 2 stuff going on? That was nice.
Uh-huh. Ryza was nice. She came out on stage, and that's all I remember about that show. She came out, and I was like...
So the official cosplayer for Ryza came out. So basically just a cosplayer that Koei Tecmo has hired as the quote-unquote official cosplayer to be Ryza for events. And then they showed off a bunch of Ryza, like, merch, including some pretty sexy-looking wall scrolls and that kind of stuff. Yeah, and then they just like gave her that wall scroll. She's like, "Oh, she's like, do you like this?" She's like, "Yeah, I like Ryza and this." She's like, "All right, it's yours." And I'm like, "Whoa, man! I wish I got a free like Ryza wall scroll or whatever." But yeah.
And so hopefully, you know, with the game show this year, you won't get the free wall scroll, but you might get something similar. I bet you they will do something kind of along those lines. But yeah, before we get into the show, remember you can follow us on our Twitter and our Instagram at UGP_cash. You can also, did I say that right?
I don't know. Something about Twitter, something about UGP cast.
Yeah. Well, you can also follow myself and my co-host on Twitch. My co-host Alex at Route24, R-O-U-T-E 24, and you can follow me at Ninja Tricks, N-I-N-J-A-T-R-I-X. We stream Monday through Saturday. I'm not even going
to
say it, but...
Well, like, not. We don't stream on the same day, to be specific. Today's Monday in Japan. We're doing this podcast now. Tomorrow I'll stream, then Ninja Tricks streams on Wednesday. I'll stream on Thursday, and then...
I stream on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're always going in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, I only stream 2 days a week. I want to stream like more days. I really do want to stream more often. It's fun to hang out and just chill and play games. But then I sleep in so late on the weekends. And then
you got to get that weekend stream, man.
Yeah, I know. And then like when I'm finally awake on a Saturday or Sunday, and I'm like, okay, I can shower and stream. It's like dinner time. You know what I mean? Like dinner, I'm just so
yeah. I mean, like Sunday. So the last thing that happened, of course, we had Easter, and I guess we'll just talk about some things that happened here in Japan.
Easter was Sunday. Jesus Respawn Day.
yeah, happy Resurrection Day or Respawn Day or Respawn Day sounds kind of really hype. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and Jesus was for sure. I don't know, hacking.
You,
I don't know.
You know, he was the original Doom Slayer.
Was he really?
I don't know. We just, I think we had that on a joke one time.
He went down to hell and just punched a bunch of demons.
He beat the brakes off. My friend really likes to think of it that way because, you know, we say like, oh yeah, you know, he went down, went to hell and then just beat up Satan and came back up. Now, we don't know if he actually beat up.
Hey,
but,
speaking of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'd like to remind you guys that maybe you should play Xenosaga. Maybe, you know, Jesus might be a playable character.
There might be a playable character or two. You might learn a little bit. Kind of. You'll learn something.
All right, so here, hold on. If you guys have never played Xenosaga, I want you to like skip ahead by like 30 seconds. Just skip ahead by 30 seconds. But, dude, how much was your mind blown when Chaos was like, "Hey, what's up? I'm actually Jesus Christ." I was like, "Wait, what?"
I didn't make the connection. The only thing I made connections to were there were the 13 testaments, which were all the disciples, and
those were all the robots. Those were all the freaking robots.
Yeah, okay, I never made the connection.
Skip another 30 seconds ahead, but if you never played Xenosaga, sorry. But when they revealed that Chaos was Jesus and Cosmos was Mary Magdalene, I was like, okay, hold the fuck up.
they start that stuff from the very beginning of the game. The opening cutscene with the Zohar is literally, it's like, and then there was Mary Magdalene. I was like, what is this game? What? I'm confused.
Yeah,
what's
so
happening?
Chaos is Jesus Christ and Cosmos is Mary Magdalene. And you get the Jesus twist. I think, do they reveal that he's Jesus in like the third game or something like that?
I assume so. I actually didn't even put it together at that point.
And then, literally 2 minutes before the final boss of the last game, Cosmos is like, "Hey, what's up? I'm actually Mary Magdalene." I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Just sitting here, like, you know, I mean, so here's the thing with the Xenosaga games and the Xenogears games is they do have a lot of religious overtones. I don't know about Blade. I don't know about the Chronicles series.
Yeah, I haven't played that yet either.
I don't think they have as much.
The final boss of Xenogears is. Is God.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's,
no,
it's,
yes.
It's God. Like,
no.
It's God. You
and,
fight
and
God.
You can't, I forgot. And that battle took me a while because I was like, wait a minute. This battle is really hard. Wait, no, this battle is really easy. And it was like,
you're fighting God.
Yeah, yeah. And you just keep healing, or he keeps healing. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just die or something? It was a fun battle. And So that is a game series that we encourage you to go and play. I'm actually serious. If you can get a PlayStation, go grab yourself Xenogears.
That reminds me. Sorry, I know we're so off topic right now from the agenda.
We flew off the rails.
Yeah, right off the beginning. But just a reminder, just a reminder everyone, the PSN store is closing on the PS3, the Vita, and the PSP later this year. So speaking of Xenogears, if you own a Vita or a PS3 or PSP and you want to buy a legal copy of Xenogears, definitely do that now. Turn on your Vita. Buy Xenogears and download that because the store is closing later this year and you won't be able to get a legal copy after that.
Definitely, everyone definitely do that, especially if you're trying to get Chrono Cross or Chrono Trigger. Yeah. I remember you were saying last week.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger's on PC, so it doesn't matter so much. What's up here? Yeah. So Chrono Cross, Xenogears, I would say Valkyria Chronicles 2 on PSP. And,
oh, that is true.
Some other good ones that you definitely don't want to miss.
You can't even get Crisis Core. Never mind. Crisis Core is physical.
No, Crisis Core not. Maybe so. Final Fantasy Tactics if you want to get Tactics. Although it might be on mobile if I'm not mistaken. But
I think it's on mobile.
Yeah. If there's any case, those two games for sure. Xenogears and Chrono Cross, grab them now before those stores close.
There we go. And as Root was also saying, Alex was also saying, thanks, Hero, for hopping into the chat this morning. And as always, if you're listening to us here on YouTube, we do record Monday nights here in Japan at 9 p.m., which would be around 8 a.m. for anyone in the East Coast. And then, of course, you know, there we go. So let's thanks for if you're listening on iTunes or any of those platforms.
Yup.
Let's get it. I think we're going to keep it short because I just want to talk about TGS. So Tokyo Game Show. First of all, let's get into it. COVID happened. That thing happened.
We're not even monetized. It doesn't matter. Dude. We're not even monetized. You can say all you want, but yeah, okay.
So yeah, it happened. It's still happening. And last year, the game show was online only. And we kind of gave our impressions on it. But just for everyone, like, Alex, what did you think about Tokyo Game Show? A lot of game shows last year were online, but what did you think of TGS specifically?
Specifically, I mean, we talked about this a bunch of times, including in our TGS episode from last year. Go ahead, check that out in the archives if you want to. But basically, Compared to TGS in previous years, where you were on the show floor and you only have one like body, essentially, you can only see one presentation at a time. Either you miss a bunch or you just skim like a bunch of them, like you just walk away and you go to another one, essentially. Mm-hmm, you don't ever get the whole thing. And if you want to miss, if you want to catch up on the news you missed out from that booth, go read like a blog or something like that. Rarely would they put a recording on the internet, right?
True.
But last year, since it was supposed to be online, they had just a bunch of scheduled live streams. They were either live or they were like recorded. They were pre-recorded but broadcast live.
Yeah, right.
So for example, Square Enix did that, I believe, with their Nier presentation. But what that lets you do as a viewer is that it lets you essentially, for the first time ever, like watch all the presentations in their entirety. You would just watch all of Square's, and then you could go jump into the archive for all of Koei Tecmo's and then all of Sega's if you really wanted to.
Right.
And it also let them be way more friendly with multiple languages, because the presentations are usually just all in Japanese. Like, you know, if you are at Tokyo Game Show, hope to God that you know Japanese. But now they had like free, live translators, interpreters.
They had live Well, some of the shows did. It was per show. You know, Sega had theirs, which was like actually on the fly translations, or they were just reading the script.
Right.
Square's was
subtitled because it was,
which was nice. And then Capcom's was a recorded video, but they just went ahead and did it just like a Nintendo Direct, where it was in English already, you know. How there's an English direct and a Japanese direct.
So two different videos.
Yeah, two
right?
different streams. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know Square's just did theirs in Japanese, but it was subtitled. So yeah, I mean, basically, yeah. If you were an English fan, or at least you know English rather, you were able to get these presentations, experience them at the same time as you know as Japanese fans. So that was honestly, the biggest difference, just the fact that you could get all of the presentations all at once.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to say that's a super big benefit. They're not all like riveting beginning to end, but
some of them are just like slideshows,
like
PowerPoint presentations.
Like PowerPoint presentation. Basically PowerPoint.
You thought you wouldn't do those in school. They wouldn't be useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the biggest difference, I would say. I appreciate some of it, but I do miss walking the show floor. I missed being just in the show. It's a certain kind of energy, and it's a lot of fun.
It really is. It's a different energy to be a part of that, and just walking the show floor, especially on the business days when there's no one else there, versus when the public is there and it's chaos.
Packed.
Like
it's hot. It's hot as shit.
It's not smelly though. It's
no,
hot,
here's
but
the
not
thing,
smelly.
Here's the thing about TGS. If anyone listening has ever had the chance to go on a business day when there's not that many people, TGS is freezing cold because they crank that aircon and
it's cold.
It's cold as balls, like shrinkage, like ball shrinkage cold.
Like they make sure.
Yeah, and then on the public day when it's just packed with people, it's like, whoa,
they leave it off.
Hot. What the fuck? It's so hot in here.
There's so many people. Like when you can literally feel.
Yeah.
When you walk outside, your glasses will just start smogging.
Yeah.
Will just fog up, and you're like, oh my goodness. But it's something else because all the lights are going, the people are there, everyone's got their little special swag that they've got for waiting.
Oh
at a
my god! There's so much. I hate. Here's the thing. What's the worst TGS swag you ever gotten?
The worst?
Yeah, the worst. As in just like the gaudiest or the most inconvenient or the dumbest. Like, what's the worst TGS swag you picked up on the show floor?
I always hate all of the is it like not just flyers, but crap, what are they? They're just like bags where they just hand out a bunch of stuff in the bag, and
it's like a bag, and inside is like a bunch of like brochures.
Brochures and some clear folders and stickers.
Shit you don't care about, yeah.
And it's always from like, I'm like, I don't know. What is this mobile? What is this mobile
game?
It's like
a mobile game company
right,
or something.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'll walk by and someone, I never forget that one time people were walking around with the Persona 5 bags.
Yeah,
I
had
think.
That bag. I bought that. I didn't buy it. Sorry. I got it. I got that bag.
Yeah. And I think I still have the Blaze Blue, one of the Blaze Blue series bags in the back, and I used to have a wall of them because some of them are really cool, and you're like, these are, I'll use them if I go to the gym or something, you know, put my clothes in them, and then some of them are just like, what is this? What about you? What was yours?
A body pillow. A body pillow.
A darn body pillow? That's not inconvenient. Body pillow. That's, you can use that. You can use it anytime you want to. You can sleep on it.
So here's what's, yeah. Like once I got the body pillow home, I'm like, oh yeah, nice, comfy. It's like cuddly. I got a body pillow. Yeah. But you know what? When you get that body pillow on the show floor, you forget you have to take that thing back on the train.
On the train. There's no like, well, unless you drove, unless you're lucky enough unless to have a car drove, and yeah. drive. Yeah. You got to go on the train, ride like maybe 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
With this body pillow.
The body pillow.
Exposed.
And it's packed. It's a packed train. I was so embarrassed. Like,
because it's like, it's as tall as you at least.
And yeah. It's a body pillow. You were hugging anime girl. Of an anime girl.
You were hugging her the entire way
home.
Yeah.
I took her on the train. I took her on the public transportation. We were going on a little date. That was the worst. The best and the worst. Cause it's like, I had to take that thing back. But
you
yeah.
Get to, you get to take it back. I guess my best would just be the one of those bags I got. Probably the Blaze Blue or the Senno Kiseki bag, because it lit up. It had little LED lights in it, and I was really? This is really cool. And I was like, oh snap! I don't even play this game, but it's cool. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's Tokyo Game Show. That's kind of the atmosphere. And I mean, if you've been to E3, it's probably something similar. In that sense, or any of the other game shows. But this year, what we're getting into is what they're going to be doing to change up the show itself. Now, it's still going to be online. That is not going to change.
If all things go well, I'm hoping that 2022 will be back to the show floor, but you know, we'll see.
Hopefully 2022 we can get back to business. And the thing that is happening is, like I said, it's going to be from the official dates are going to be September 30th, which is a Thursday, to October 3rd, which is a Sunday.
So Thursday, Friday is like business day, and then Saturday, Sunday is public day, I guess.
Yes.
Does it matter though? If it's all online, does it matter? Does it matter? Well,
they did say there is a little thing in the bottom where they actually kind of go over it a little bit. I didn't read as much about the B2B part of it. There is a business day that is on the 29th of September.
Oh, so Wednesday then.
Yeah, there is a business day for business matchmaking is what I think is what it's called.
Yeah, so
I
don't know like, if it's still look, the same. Like, to be like, oh, I'm looking for a publisher or something. I'm looking for a marketing or something like that. Yeah, translation or something.
But yeah, so it'll be there. It'll be online. You can watch it from YouTube, Twitter, Nico Nico, Twitch. Twitch, Facebook. Bilibili, you know, a lot of different streaming services. And the theme for this year is Sore demo bokura ni wa game ga aru.
Can you translate that for our non-Japanese speaking friends?
Yeah, the best part is they had it translated for me. We'll always have games.
We'll always, I mean, that's a good translation, but if you go literally Sore demo bokura ni wa game ga aru, that means like, even so, we have our games like within us or something like that. Like, yeah,
right.
Bokura niwa. Like there are games inside of us.
Like, like they'll always be within us. We'll always take them with us kind of thing. And the reason is because this is going to be the 25th anniversary of Tokyo Game Show. And they're going to be looking forward to the next 25 years of gaming. So that's the outline, I guess. But here's the changes, and we're gonna go through these one by one, because they made sure to kind of, you know, it's a press release, and what it says is press release type stuff. Number one is that, and this is what got me hype, is that every official booth or official program will have English translation.
Yeah,
for their program.
Yeah,
like, I guess it's required. It's required this year, I think, is the thing.
Well, for official booths, they definitely want to make it more friendly for the foreign audience, because you know, like it or not, like I would say, the overseas market. If you just want to group all the countries all together, like Japan typically does, like good old Kaigai. But if you want to group all of the other countries together, that grossly outnumbers the Japanese market.
Yeah. Yeah. And it like I said, last year, it depended on the which program you went to. There were some that were still just only in Japanese for like, they were still official, but they might have been like some of the smaller games or the official mobile games for, you know, even like a Grand Blue or something like that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I wonder, just to jump in, I wonder how hard that's going to be for some of these smaller companies, because I guess without naming names, I know of some pretty large Japanese companies who, when they do their English materials, they're not great, and they have to get checked by just a person at the company who happens to know English.
Yeah, which is
so, you know, without naming names here, but like, I wonder how hard it's going to be for a much smaller company who maybe won't have that token, you know, gaijin on the team.
That's really true. Like, do they? I because it doesn't say specifically that this is a requirement. However, it does say that kotoshi wa subete no bangumi de Nihongo ban original ban.
Oh, Nihongo ban is in brackets original ban.
Original.
Okay.
And yeah. Then eigo no douji suyaku version mo. I can't read this. It's gyoko, I think, or something.
That's like
it's like together alongside.
Alongside. It's yeah. Heiko.
Oh. Okay. We're hitting this Japanese tonight, but both of those versions will be streamed together.
Yeah, hoko shite haishin shimasu. So yeah. Both when they say heiko, I wonder if that means like Nintendo Direct, where there's two separate streams going
that's
live.
That's what I'm wondering too.
Yeah, or if it's just like the back and forth, like how. I think Nintendo does this sometimes when they used to do their live presentations, they would mm-hmm. say something in Japanese. Switch to English, say the next thing in English, then switch to Japanese.
Oh, like a more traditional.
Then say the next thing in Japanese, and it's kind of like this back and forth seesaw thing.
The more traditional kind of, yeah. I guess, interview for translating. I don't know. It's because it does say that there's going to be a separate. It seems like it's in addition to the original version. There's going to be an English version. So
yeah, like you said, I love how Nihongo ban is also the original.
The original. Like, it's not. Right. It's yeah. not assumed. That it's the original. So, but I mean, I think that that's a good thing because that did have me kind of worried for some of the programs. Last year it was a little bit last minute, so some of the companies, and I you know, Sega, bless their hearts, those two translating girls.
They tried hard. I mean, I gotta give Sega credit, you know, mm-hmm. the live translation wasn't perfect, but it was fine, and I think the audience accepted it.
They did.
Quite well.
They,
I mean, because I think it was like a cute like girl was just doing it.
One of them was cute and the other one was like, had like just
okay,
kind of.
Continue. Who was the other one?
So one of them was like, had like a kind of normal business like voice. And the other one had like a kind of younger, kind of cute girl voice.
Okay.
In English.
Well,
like.
In any case, I think Sega's live translation went well enough.
People were forgiving.
So yeah, people forgive them, yeah.
So that's going to be one thing that's you know added to this. And then the next point that they have is and this was pretty big because you know part of the game show and going out there on public day was playing the demos, in which we weren't able to do that last year. But this year, they're going to be working with platform holders to allow demos to go up on you know Xbox Network or PlayStation Network. So
yeah,
people can play games.
I swear to God, a couple years ago at E3 or something, didn't Nintendo do this? Where they're like, hey, you can play a demo at Best Buy now.
Yes, they did. Nintendo did do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. I think even like Smash, well, that was different for Smash, but they did do that. You could have some demos out at the demo kiosk, but yeah, this year, I'm excited for that just because, you know, demos are really fun to play, but they'll
probably like time limit them. They'll make them expire or something, or like pull mm-hmm. them, like what they did to PT, perhaps.
That's true.
But I would be okay. Here's the thing: I would be 100% okay if they pulled it, like they did with PT, just because it's meant to be a trade show demo,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you're looking it at a certain point of view, those trade show demos are vertical slices of an in-progress video game. They don't necessarily reflect what the final product is supposed to be.
True.
It is really meant for press and to show off basically an idea of a video game, unless that game is very, very close to being released. Like, for example, a game is coming out in, like, November or something, then it's probably really rough.
It's definitely really rough. Wait, Alex.
Pulling up PT on here.
My internet's been having some issues, so I think you might have just like you went from PT to like pulling a PT.
Oh, you know what? It might have been my internet. I don't even know. Someone's internet died. Probably mine.
It could be mine. It's been kind of strange these couple of days with the weather, but yeah.
Anyways,
I mean,
so I got to backtrack. Yeah. So what was I even saying? Fuck. Okay. So basically, what I mean is that like the demos at a trade show, like Tokyo Game Show, are. vertical slices of a game in progress. They don't necessarily reflect the final, what the final game is supposed to be or what it will be, right? Unless the game is meant to come out really soon, like a month from now.
Right, right.
So I would be totally okay with them pulling a PT here and basically making the game, the demo of TGS, their TGS demo, not available anymore. Because just because it's not representative of the final game. And yeah. then later, when a game gets closer to release, then put out like an actual demo, like a retail demo.
A retail demo.
Yeah. Yep.
And the thing that makes me really excited about this is because if they do get a lot of these game demos up for a lot of the major exhibitioners that are there, I'm happy because I get to play them all. Normally, so take something like a Monster Hunter.
Oh yeah,
right?
You have to wait.
Like there's always at least a 45 minute for small stuff. But typically, if you want to play something that's new, that's kind of hype, you're either going to wait 2 hours, 3 hours. You might even wait like till like after lunch. They'll give you a card.
So basically, FF7 remake of our TGS 2019. People showed up at the very beginning of the show. They lined up for FF7, and then that was the one game they played. That was it.
They played FF7. Because like you'll get there in the morning, and if you didn't get there super, because you're not supposed to line up before the show starts, but if you don't get in there pretty early, and I mean like within 5 minutes, you'll go to the booth and it'll just say this game has been reserved all the way throughout the day.
Yeah, you cannot line up for this game anymore. Yeah.
So that's what I'm excited about. That you know. I can play these demos maybe that I want to play and I don't have to sit in a line. I don't have to go through like hotness and sweatiness.
Yeah, you don't have to stand in line. Here's the thing. So I've been to TGS a couple times. I've gotten sick basically every time.
There is a sickness that comes outside of TGS usually.
Yeah, I finish working TGS and then I'm like, oh, I have a cold. The first time I worked at TGS, I was sick for like weeks. I had a cough for like, I think I had like some weird...
Something was going around.
I was sick for a long time after TGS.
That's a good thing. And I think going forward, and here's the thing, going forward, I kind of hope they continue to do this.
So you hope they do the show on the floor version, but also the you can download demos after the show?
I'm hoping they do that. I know E3 did that at one point. Or kind of does it sometimes when they feel like it. But I hope that this becomes a standard for Tokyo Game Show because what's coming up next that they've added, I didn't expect. I didn't expect they were going to do this part. So last year, typically, if you are in the press, if you are an influencer, a streamer, games media, any of that kind of thing, you're allowed on a show floor, you know, that business day. You can go, you can feel what the atmosphere is like without people. Yeah. You can check out the booths, take your pictures, all of that.
I think even if you run like a mild blog.
Yeah, yeah. It got super lax these years. It got lax.
Yeah, I remember being on the show floor in 2019 and I swear to God, it was just a bunch of vloggers. And I'm like, why? What company are you with? Like, what are you publishing, huh?
you're not with a real blog.
What are you like, publishing?
Site, are you? Because you'll see like the IGN people. You'll see like the game. Spot
yeah, I saw Kotaku. I saw one of the. I didn't say. I've seen like some like a Kotaku writer like walk by. I didn't bother him or anything. But like, yeah. So I can understand if you're like one of those like media outlet or anything. But then I swear to God, it was just like a dude with a GoPro. And I was like,
yeah, you're like, excuse me.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm here. I'm here to teach us. I'm like, okay, but all right.
it's like, really? For real? Yeah. But so here's the thing about this year that I thought is going to be really cool is that they're going to be opening this back up for press and influencers. They're going to have a show floor, a physical show floor with the booths just for them, whoever gets accepted in there.
Yeah,
there's
going
to be
cool.
a physical space that they can go to in Makuhari. It's going to be the
Do your vlog there, basically.
And do your vlog
there. So you'd be like,
there.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm here. It's your boy. We're doing a TGS 2021.
Yeah.
Let's check out the booth here.
Which means that the booths are going to be back. I'm excited for that because that's cool. You know, I don't know if I'll be there. I'm just saying that's good news that, you know, there is going to be a show floor.
Do you think we could get in based off our 34 subscribers on YouTube?
Subscribe, show we can go there. We've got 6 months.
Can you imagine me applying there? How many subscribers do you have? 34.
We got 5 months left. You know what I'll use? I'll use the newly influenced bots that just decided to raid my stream.
I'm pretty sure if anyone clips out of context, like that's a TOS violation right there.
There is someone. You might
get accused of using those to your advantage, of like actually courting me, like, oh no, look how many follows I don't know.
I tried to be honest with those people. I said, can you delete them for me? And they said no. And I said, fudge.
Anyways. They said no?
Yeah, Twitch said no. It's just part of Twitch, I guess. I'm like, anyways.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I emailed them and I tried.
And Twitch responded to you and they're like, eh.
Yeah, they responded with a template response that actually, if you go to their FAQ, in terms of bots, it's literally, hey, you can't do anything about it. We're not going to delete it either. Just don't talk about it and don't talk about it and they'll be deleted on a daily basis.
Oh, okay. Well, you talked about it just now.
Yeah. But I just want to go to TGS. we just want to go to TGS. But seriously, so that's cool. But the next thing that they did, and I don't know how this is going to go, but they are working with a travel agency here in Japan. This is strange, but they're working with HIS to... Yeah,
I think that's the biggest agency in Japan.
To sell tickets to a virtual floor tour.
What is that? Okay, sure.
So I assume
HIS... Yeah, I'm saying, okay, Meguru Online Taiken Tour.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that even entails.
It's very vague. It could literally be them saying like, hey, you have, you know, you bought a ticket. It says that it does say that you will have to pay to participate in this. But I guess you walk around the show floor in your guided tour, not guided tour. And you're able to experience the booths that, you know, those, you know, the press and everyone is looking at, but just online.
Yeah, this is interesting.
and I mean, I assume maybe there could be demos that or something that you get, or even if there's swag, like say, like, you know, we were joking about, hey, you know, the Ryza cosplayer got a wallpaper. Maybe you get a wallpaper for
like a wall scroll or something. Wallpaper, yeah.
And now it's a wallpaper for your desktop. Does this excite you? Does this kind of seem interesting at least? Or are you glad they tried this or trying it?
I would love to do the influencer thing. I would love to try that, but I don't think I qualify as an influencer.
We'll never know if they...
Influencer and it says Game Jikyo, so like Let's Players or whatever. Yeah streamers. Or talent, so it's a Japanese thing here, but personnel, like, what's the word? It's not a celebrity. How do you translate talent, really?
I don't know. We don't have... talents,
but yeah, so basically if you're a Let's Player, a streamer, or like a, let's say, a persona or something like that, that loves games, or you're a famous person,
I think it's just actors. They're just normal actors in all different levels, right?
like a talent on a variety show in Japan, like they don't necessarily act, they just are on TV a bunch of times.
They're technically just, a lot of them are comedians.
Yeah,
in a way,
they're not always like comedians. Normal... It's hard to explain. We're deviating, but a talent is just like a dude who's just like on TV all the time or something.
They might have an actual talent, or they
might have a talent, or they're usually just really charismatic and funny to watch. So
So this is, I mean, that's interesting that they're going to be adding this element to it. So even if you can't go to the show, of course, if you're not an influencer or anything like that, but you just want to experience the booths through a non just like photographs, like, you know, maybe they do this through VR as well. Maybe this has a VR component.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I know they did the VR Comic Con or something like that, or some other like a Doujin. There was like a Doujin event or something they did last year that was in VR.
Is it VKET or something like that?
And you could buy stuff in VR. I don't know how that one worked, but yeah.
Yeah. I remember the person who does my art. She was actually involved in it, and yeah, there was virtual tables, and you could still line up, and you could buy your goods, and I mean, yeah, there's tons of potential for this kind of thing, especially it's in the first year. I'd love to see it like 10 years from now, if they continue to kind of do this, this kind of online game show and keep evolving it. But that's, I would say it, other than Amazon. They're partnering with Amazon.
Amazon will do the storefront kind of thing again.
Yeah, yeah. So Amazon's gonna do the storefront thing, and you can kind of see it here on the screen. Essentially, all it is Amazon has some pages where they're like,
hey, a special landing page where it's like, hey, here's all the TGS shit right now.
Yeah, yeah. Here's all the TGS stuff. Here's some of the events. Yep. It'll link you to the streams. Yeah, it's nothing fancy, but what they want to be able to do is, like they did with Nier Automata. I mean, not Nier. Nier
Replicant. Yeah, I remember when they announced the release date for Nier last year. Mm-hmm. The page on Amazon went live like immediately, and they're like, "Okay, pre-order it now. You can pre-order it right now."
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping to do again this year, and maybe who knows? They'll fancy it up. So as you can see, like, it's got Square Enix's presentation. You click on it, takes you to that landing page, and then their merch is just there, easily to access. So
yep, it's the games they talked about. It's just a bunch of related goods, like, I don't know, mugs, t-shirts, that kind of thing. So
yep.
I mean, we were talking about it before, but like, one of our favorite things about going to TGS in person is going to one of the booths in person and picking up a bunch of merch and, you know, mm-hmm. feeling kind of pressured to buy it. Because I remember going to TGS and like, I can't leave without buying a thing. I can't leave TGS without buying anything.
That's true. So that's true.
I bought like a couple pins. I got like a glass. I got shit that I didn't really need. But
it's always stuff you don't need.
Yeah, I mean, it's always stuff you don't need. But yeah,
I think people have always seen me, at least if you've been on my stream, I always drink out of this. This is actually from Tokyo Game Show. This is the Tokyo Game Show 2013. Official kind of like mug, not mug, but what do you call these things? Maho beans? Canvas? I forgot. Anyways.
I think those are just like water containers or water, like water bottles maybe. Yeah.
Water bottles. Yeah. I always buy a mug every year. And then, you know, some of the stuff hanging up in the background, actually, these two right here, they're from Tokyo Game Show as well. So I always like to get the official merch, but as you can see on the screen, you know, if you go to the Square Enix always had really good merch at their store.
Yeah, there's usually like two different Square booths, mm-hmm. one for their goods and one for just their music. Like, yeah, they have like a separate booth of just their soundtracks,
and those sell out pretty cool.
Yeah, the soundtracks, because they do sometimes, they do signed soundtracks and they'll sell out like immediately. Like, yeah,
like, and you can see here everything's just arranged for you, so it's kind of like you're going to a digital store. And who knows, maybe they do something like this in VR as well. I'm curious to see how much of this does go into VR. I know it's still a small marketplace, but I think that's still going another step in the future to something that really does make like going to a convention just even more immersive if you can't be there.
I think my favorite things about going to TGS, number one, is seeing like games that aren't going to be out for a couple months, kind of just seeing footage of it, not necessarily mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. playing it, but just seeing footage about it. Number two is just seeing kind of just like a celebration of video games. Like, it's really cool to go to TGS and see these giant booths. Like, I remember when Capcom, this was back when Iceborne was new, mm-hmm. but Capcom had a giant Iceborne booth.
Giant.
Yeah. And it's really cool to just see like this, you know, your hobby just kind of in a sense on display, and everyone there is there for the things that you're into, and everyone's excited about the same thing, right? That's mm-hmm, what's mm-hmm. fun about it. And then the third thing for me is just like getting a bunch of shit that you maybe don't really need, but you know, yeah, that's all.
I think that's the same thing for me, just going there, seeing all the things, voice actors on the stage,
voice actors and produced like famous producers. Like, I remember, you know, being meters away from like Hideo Kojima, and that was kind of cool.
I was actually on the PlayStation stage. Well, I wasn't on the PlayStation stage. I was in front of the PlayStation stage when he was talking about, I think it was Ground Zeroes.
Yeah, I was there when he was talking about Peace Walker, which was at this point many years, 10 years ago. Holy shit. That was many, 10 years ago. Many fuck. Years ago.
We're old. We're old. We're old. Why?
Yeah.
And so it's moments like that when you get to go to a show and you get to see these people, because unlike E3, where that stage is probably miles away from you or something like that, it's really close at Tokyo Game Show. I mean, I could have reached up and touched Hideo Kojima's like
And then get arrested.
And then get arrested. They would have been like, arrested, bro, you got to pay. You got to pay for that. So that's going to be Tokyo Game Show 2021. And of course, we'll be doing our own coverage, quote, of it.
Well, I mean, we'll do a TGS version. Yeah, do a podcast about TGS.
Yeah, we'll do a TGS version of our podcast for the recap.
It'd be fun to do a live, you know, if we are allowed to go back to the floor, we could do a live podcast like at TGS.
That would be sick. And that's our main goal for this year. That's like our mission. So if you are listening, please go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube Unknown Games podcast. I guess you already know the name. So just go on ahead and subscribe just to help us out.
We can be influencers.
We can be talents.
Yeah.
Talents and influencers.
Yep. Let's do it.
So, we'll be with the big kids. And moving on in other news, what else happened? After this, I didn't have much of anything, honestly. I mean, just for like kicks and giggles. The Witcher 2 season has wrapped up.
Oh, filming. On Netflix. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So
when you just said Witcher 2. I was like, that game came out a long time ago. That game came out a while ago, man.
That game has been done. It's been done. So Henry Cavill posted, I think Netflix posted a picture of him on Instagram. And, you know, we voted Geralt as the best male. Was he the best male butt?
The best ass, period. He just had the best ass, like, just of anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's wrapped up. It should come out sometime this year. And I don't know. You said you didn't watch the first season, right?
No, I didn't. I played Witcher 3, I didn't finish it, but yeah.
You should watch. It's actually really good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I like Henry Cavill's chill, by the way, because he is a legitimate fan of The Witcher. Like, mm-hmm. I think he did a couple runs of Witcher 3, like a couple playthroughs before he even like auditioned for the role of Geralt. So I think he like knew his stuff, really.
He knew his thing. And of course, I mean, there's like videos of him building a PC, and apparently he's like a kind of big gamer to an extent.
Yeah, it's so funny. Remember in one of the interviews for The Witcher 3 before it came out, one of the guys asked him like, oh, did you play The Witcher? He's like, did you play it on Xbox or PlayStation? And he was like, he had this offended look on his face, and he was like, PC. It's like, so funny.
What do you think?
He's like, Xbox or PlayStation? He's like, PC. he looked almost offended. So funny. Anyways, he's a pretty cool PC gamer. Yeah, he built his gaming PC on his Instagram.
Yeah. So definitely look forward to that this year. I am. And if you're looking forward to Guilty Gear, now Strive, we know that it was delayed for the actual game itself. I think it's like June or something. But go ahead. If you haven't pre-ordered, now you still have a chance to pre-order it. And what's going to be cool is you can still get the early access. I think it's 3 days before, which starts from June 8th. Yeah, it's 3 days before June 8th this year. And it's going to have all the content in the game, except for a couple of the characters. I think Anjimito and Ino, they said weren't going to be, but now everything's going to be there. Pretty much launch content in the early access. So are you going to get Guilty Gear Strive? Did you say?
I mean, I might. It looks good. Don't get me wrong. The game looks really good. I don't know if I'm going to get it, though. Like, talked about this before, but like, the thing about fighting games is like,
the dedication.
Yeah, it's kind of dedication. And like, let's be straight. Like, the story in fighting games usually isn't that good.
I mean, Guilty Gear has story.
Guilty Gear has
They've
story.
They've got a whole story mode.
Guilty Gear has story. Yeah. So does Blaze Blue. But like, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's like riveting or anything like that.
It's not moving content.
So I don't know if it's the story mode is going to be enough to make me like, you know, play it. But the game looks good. Visually looks good. And, you know, also technically it looks good in terms of like the combat. So I'm interested. I'll say that at least.
Yep. And of course, there's crossplay between PS4 and PS5.
But no PC. Yeah, get FPC gamers.
Man, it's like when I was playing the Deep Rock Galaxy, Deep Galactic Rock. I can't even say the name, but that game is on Game Pass. It's cross-platform for any other consoles that it's on, but not the Steam version. I was like, why? Why would you do that? Why would you leave out this version?
Yeah, I don't know. That's funny, though.
And kind of closing it out, did you see the Space Jam trailer?
I did. see the Space Jam trailer?
I did not see it. You haven't seen it? No, I haven't seen it yet. I have not seen it. I just there's gonna be like 2 minutes of us playing a Space Jam trailer.
Okay. Are you gonna watch it on stream?
Is it possible to watch on stream? Can we watch it?
I mean, the video might get claimed by WB.
Does WB hate us as much as
Bandai Namco does?
As Bandai Namco does?
You might get claimed, like the podcast might get claimed by WB, but. You if you watch more than like 2 seconds of it, but the point is, I saw the trailer. It looks not bad.
Not bad.
Definitely something different. Definitely they went in a different direction than the first movie, but I am intrigued, and I think it'll be a fun movie.
I mean, were you a Space Jam fan? Like, dude, OG Space Jam fan? Did you slam jam?
Well, I mean, I am not very good at basketball. I'm just very bad at sports in general. But Space Jam's a good movie. And I remember I was hopping on the plane back to Canada because it's like an hour flight, right? You got to go over an ocean. Mm-hmm. So I sit down in my chair and I'm like, all right, well, what's playing? What's the in-flight entertainment? And it's like, boom, I just saw Space Jam. And I'm like, oh, there we go. Watch Space Jam. I didn't even think about it. I didn't even bother to look through the other movies. I was like, all right, watching Space Jam.
We're movie watching one, Space Jam. Jam. Movie one, Space
yeah,
Jam.
Yeah, I just sat down. I just watched it. Yeah.
But that wasn't your first time watching Space Jam, right? That's like...
No.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I remember Burger King did this like promotion with Space Jam. And there was this necklace. I don't know, maybe it wasn't a promotion through there. Maybe I just bought this Space Jam necklace that I have still at home today. Oh, and I'm crazy. Like... But where am I? I don't know if I'll ever use it. I'll never. It's not worth anything. It's cracked, whatever. But I watched that movie probably about 3 or 4 times. And I'm looking at the trailer now. I mean, we got LeBron James and everything's like updated. You know what I mean? Like,
did Space Jam inspire you to play basketball?
I've never played basketball on a team or officially. I mean, I've played basketball before, but not officially.
Sam, yeah.
It didn't inspire me. Did it inspire you?
No, look at me. I'm the least athletic person you'll ever meet.
Things like this do inspire people because I was, why is King Kong in here? Why? What is this? Ready Player One of basketball now? What is this?
That's good shit. Yeah, Scooby-Doo, Iron Giant, let's go.
This is Ready Player One for basketball. Iron Giant, what is King this?
Here we go, baby.
Oh man, I mean it does. Oh my goodness, and it's got like some really cool actors and actresses in it. This looks pretty funny though, not in a bad way, in a good way.
So I'll be straight. Like I didn't expect the live. Here's the thing about so the original Space Jam was like Michael Jordan.
It was Michael Jordan
with cartoons, like with cartoons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's not even CG. This is like cartoons.
This is CG. Like this is 3D. Mm-hmm, they did the reverse, like they pulled the cartoons into like real life in a sense.
Real life. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I didn't think they'd go in this direction, but they did. And looking at the trailer, it looks. I think they did a good job. Like they still are undeniably cartoons. There's no uncanny valley shit. Like it's not realistic Bugs Bunny. Like that would be freaky. But it's still Bugs Bunny.
Realistic Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. So I think they did a good job of walking the line between realistic and just it's still cartoon. So yeah
and just a heads up, YouTube has already hit that warning on me. It said, warning, we've detected copyrights.
I told you what I said, don't play the trailer. I want to watch the trailer.
I gotta know what it looks like. Someone's like, you could have watched it after the stream. Your stream may be temporarily blocked. Well, if you could not see us at that time, I'm sorry.
You have to clip that part of the episode out, essentially, now. All right.
Oh, great. It blocks the audio, too?
There's
no audio on it, though. It's just...
No, it's video. It detects the video part of it, and it's like, oh, that's the Space Jam trailer.
That is so crazy. Well, if you're on the audio version, you got the one up on this one.
Yeah.
You didn't get clipped out.
You're going to have to... You probably need to, when we're done recording it, before we have to cut that out.
Like, actually cut it out.
Like, actually cut it out, yeah.
Wow. Sadness. Sadness.
I go to the YouTube, go to your YouTube video manager, and then like just cut that part of the episode out.
Just have it gone.
Yeah.
Sadness. Sadness and sorrow. But other than that, that's pretty much it for this week. Do you have anything in closing?
Nope, not really. I don't know. It's April already, so Nier comes out in a couple of weeks, Pokemon Snap. So get your pre-orders in if you haven't already, and if you just even care about pre-ordering, but whatever.
For sure. If you're into those games, definitely go get ready for them. They're coming at the end of this month, which unfortunately, like within a week of each other, they're just there. I
Yeah.
know people would like to have them spread out.
Yeah.
Towards the end of this month, there's actually a Netflix anime I was looking at today, Yasuke, which is the story of the like only known black samurai, is getting the anime adaptation. I know they've been talking about it, but they put out the trailer. And it had a little bit of like Afro Samurai vibes, but it's done by MAPPA. I gotta say, MAPPA has been on a roll. Studio
What have
MAPPA's
they
been on a
done
roll.
recently?
They've done the Attack on Titan season 4, the final
Oh, they
season.
did. Yeah, they did.
They
They did.
have
Yeah.
done they redeemed well, they didn't redeem it. They were I think the original studio to do One Punch Man, the first season. They have
Oh,
done
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen. They're going to be
Yeah.
doing Chainsaw Man coming
Right.
up as well.
Okay.
MAPPA's been on like freaking high octane. They've just been going. They've
Yeah,
been going
I'm
hard.
looking at their shit right now. God of High School, if you care about that one.
It's all fighting. It's just all fighting actually for that.
Granblue Fantasy Season 2, if anyone cares about
No
that.
one does.
Zombieland Saga is on here.
Maybe.
Something called Sex, actually. I have no idea what that is.
I have no
Also,
clue what that is.
Banana Fish, I've heard
But
about.
yo, Banana Fish, real talk, is really good.
Yeah, I mean, apparently I
And
haven't.
great music too.
Yeah, so they've done a ton of stuff. What is Sex?
Title
It's on
episode
there.
today.
It's on there. It's on the website. Go
TGS,
to
what is sex?
mappa.co.jp. Go to works. It's all their stuff separated by year. And then in 2018, they did a thing called Sex. So yeah. Anyways.
Maybe to educate people. Anyways. We're glad that you were here to listen. Hero, thanks for joining us in the chat.
Came back from search.
Oh, my phone answered the question. Hold
What's
up.
up? Oh, your
Yeah,
assistant? Your system went off?
when I said what is, and it
That's so
apparently detected
funny.
it.
So
Anyways,
funny.
so we've had a great time on this episode, and we will see you again on episode number 80 of the Unknown Games podcast. Remember, you can follow myself and Alex at Ninja Tricks and at Root24 on Twitch. And of course, definitely give us a follow on our social media at UGP underscore cast. That's for the Instagram and the Twitter. And finally, leave a review on iTunes or any of the podcasts and listening services that you listen to us on. We'd love to have more feedback and follow the YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. There we go. We want to go to TGS. We
Yeah,
want to be
we
influencers.
want to be legit influencers, so we got to get our numbers up.
We got to get a wrap up. Street cred. We got to get the wrap up. Anyways, that's going to do it for us this week. Remember, you set the tone. Go play some games. And we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.